This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
There used to be a pretty regular parade of food trucks outside our studios in downtown Los Angeles. Of course, our offices, like so many, are still pretty much empty and have been empty for months. So where have all those food trucks gone? Matt Geller is the founding president of the National Food Truck Association. Also, he runs a platform called Best Food Trucks, which is food trucks online, basically, which means if you want to know where the food trucks went when the offices shut down, he's kind of the guy. Matt Geller, welcome to the program.
Oh, thanks for having me.
You saw this happening kind of in real time as people started not patronizing food trucks, right? Tell me what you knew and when you knew it.
We knew it pretty quick because all of our lunches dried up. Food trucks traditionally have had lunches as their bread and butter. And within a week's time, we saw every lunch just shut down. And so our job was to figure out what was next. We changed our app. We've updated our app 6 times in 6 weeks for more features, easier features, better features for the trucks. This traditionally lunchtime business turned into almost exclusively a nighttime evening, go into a neighborhood, have people online order, and then pick up their food.
Interesting. Let me back you up for 2 seconds. Online order, because traditionally my experience with a food truck is you walk up, you look at what they got, you say, I want, you know, whatever it is, and you hand over your $6 or $8. That is changing, I hear you saying?
When we launched online ordering 2 years ago with Best Food Trucks, trucks were like, oh, that'll ruin my business. I can't have that. But when this happened, everything changed. We need online ordering. We need it now. And then it was, we need online ordering. We need pre-order. I want my customers to pre-order 24 hours in advance. And then it was, I want them 48 hours in advance. So, I mean, it has been a paradigm shift that came with basically in 1 week.
Yeah. I wonder if this is a little bit of false romanticism, but doesn't that kind of take a little bit of charm away from the food truck, right? You happen to see one outside your office, you go out and you have whatever they're offering, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I think the difference now and what we're seeing in these communities, people are getting the text message when their food is ready, but they're going a little bit early and they're all just social distance around the truck. So I think we're going to continue on with the evening shifts. They're going to continue to grow. People are going to be excited about it, and it's going to be a replacement for the big summer events. And then you are slowly going to see the lunch events creep back in as more and more people come back to work.
Yeah, on that word replacement, for all of the hustle that these trucks are doing to get online and pre-orders and all of that, it's not possible that they've been able to replace all the business that's been lost, right?
It depends on the region. I would say that Los Angeles has had a very hard time. But places like Nashville, Austin, Tampa, they're doing so much suburban business. They're doing almost more. I mean, a lot of them more than they've ever done. You know, for Nashville, we book locations. I'm out of trucks. There's no more locations to book until there's more trucks open.
So what is it about Nashville that's making it work so well, whereas in LA, maybe we're not, or Chicago or whatever?
Well, traditionally, you'd think more dense, better. Now, the suburbs are so well connected in a lot of communities, unlike Los Angeles, where I talk to one person from one area, and she runs the Facebook page for 400 homes. And when she says a food truck's coming, everybody knows it. The truck goes there and they knock it out of the park. Food trucks are serving suburban communities that are very well connected because they don't have to do advertisements or social media. They just have to get a hold of the one person that runs the Facebook page or the Nextdoor page, or even some communities, everybody's on the same WhatsApp stream that we're dealing with. So you get to one person, you get to everybody. And that's much more of a suburban thing than a dense city thing.
Matt Geller, he's the founding president of the National Food Truck Association. Also, their online company, it's called Best Food Trucks Incorporated. Matt, thanks a lot. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you.